Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
It's Monday, so that means it's mystery guest time. And Cooper and myself actually caught up with this particular mystery guest last week.
Good morning. It's Cooper Noonan on iRadio. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Very good. Thanks very much. So you're our mystery guest. And all we've been told is that, one, you're from Manchester and you don't sound like a member of Oasis from the get-go. So there's most of my guesses out of the way. You're an actor. So an actor from Manchester. Somebody maybe from Coronation Street, possibly?
Ooh.
There's been a brief appearance.
Oh, there's been a brief appearance in Corrie. All right. And I've just been handed here now that you've been in something that one of us has watched recently. Well, I've started rewatching Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is not from Manchester, so I doubt it's that. What was the last thing I watched? Oh, I watched Sherlock as well.
I think we're pretty hot on that, actually.
Okay, are you in Sherlock, young Sherlock?
Yes.
Amazing.
What?
Can you please reveal to us who you are?
I play the gentleman who comes and robs the scrolls at the start of episode one.
No
robs
way.
The from the princess.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Hang on a second. That's an incredible fight scene. So, like, did you actually do that fight scene?
I did do it. I mean, I had an incredible stunt double, Andrew Burford, who's amazing. I'd just arrived back from a festival and then had to go into kind of like a four-week fight camp.
Wow.
So that was a bit of a bit nuts. We shot down in Oxford, obviously, all around kind of Oxford University. Where we were doing our fight camp was like this old kind of like disused science lab. Wow. Like it was like otherworldly. It was intense.
And now I've just been handed your name, so Kyle, it's lovely to meet you. You must have been starstruck with the amount of celebrities on that cast.
Yeah, I mean, it was such an iconic cast. The people I worked with, you know, Donal and Hero, and, you know, of course, to work with Guy and his team was incredible. And just to see the way that he works and the way that he directs and the way that he runs set, he's up there with the best of all time. So it was an honour and a privilege, really.
Did you get to hang around with Max Irons? That's Jeremy Irons' son. Massive crush on him. Huge crush
on
him.
Yeah, do you know what? Me and my partner rescued a dog 2.5 years ago now. When you go, how am I going to make this work? And day one, Max Irons pulls up in this estate car and his dog jumps out the back of it.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, of course, I can bring the dog. Of course I can. The dog's part of my life. And then we just had this big old chat about the dog. And, you know, he was so down to earth, so kind and so open and so honest. He was literally one of the first people I spoke to when I arrived.
But you know what, Kyle? We're all only human at the end of the day. We all have to go
exactly.
to the toilet. We all have to go to the toilet.
Exactly.
So when I'm talking to these people, that's what I keep in my head, you know, so I don't get nervous.
They all poop.
Yeah, everybody poops.
I remember when I started watching, I binge watched Young Sherlock. I absolutely straight into it. And from the get-go, I didn't know that Guy Ritchie was involved in it, but there was a scene where they were running through Oxford, and I was like, this is very Guy Ritchie-like, because there was like the run, the music, and then it would pause to do a freeze frame, and straight away I was like, yeah, it's very clearly Guy Ritchie. What's his direction like when you're working with him like that?
It's very off the wall. I remember getting there on the first day and doing that, the initial read of the scene, and he was like, nah, change it up. And I was like, and he kind of ran it through with his number two, and then was like, have you got it? And I was like, I mean, I can try, but that's the best way to work. Like, as actors, we get our lines, we learn them, and then the difficult task is making it the first time you've said that line every time.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you've got these changes coming kind of thick and fast, kind of off the wall, it is the first time you're going to say it. And so that response, what it feels, what it means, how it sounds is going to be new to you every time. So as much as it was petrifying, it was also electrifying to work in that way.
Do you know if there's going to be a follow-up series? Is it going to continue to, like, the story's going to continue, that we're going to get a second series out of this?
I haven't got a clue.
Ah, Kyle, come on!
Is that an NDA?
From an outside view, you go, oh, they almost know. 9 times out of 10, us actors find stuff out from other people on social media. You go, I'm so close, I'm so close. Then all of a sudden you see it pop up on socials. Right, I didn't get that part. And then you go, oh, that's going for series two. Well, you know, he's not giving me a shout, so I'll stay away from the ring then, shall I?
It's been an absolute delight to meet you, Kyle, playing Edward, who absolutely did a fantastic job in a fight scene, Robin the Princess. Thank you so much for being a mystery guest here on iRadio.
No, thank you very much. Take care. All the best. Speak to you soon.
Thanks, Kyle. Cheers. Lovely talking to you.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go, go.